broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Redefine Properties, which is the real investment, real estate investment trust with a portfolio both in South Africa and Poland, reported a 2.9% dip in its distributable income per share and dividend per share. This comes as high interest rates continue to hurt the listed property sector and the SA economy struggles to grow or master even a 1% GDP growth. But to talk to us about the performance, we are joined by Ndobe Kenyawo, who is the CFO at Redefined. Ndobe, thank you so much for your time. Let's review the period that was for Redefined. How would you describe it?
Thank you. Good evening. Thanks for having me. Look, I think it's a solid set of results. So we're very proud, especially of our positive operational performance that continues to steer our organic growth in the business. I think just to give you a quick example, the South African active portfolio grew its net operating income by 4.7% in this environment to 4.6 billion rand. So that's very pleasing. And similarly, in our offshore business in Poland, we also saw very, very decent levels of organic growth underlying those portfolios. But what offset this a little bit is just the full year impact of the interest rates. If I just give you a sense in terms of the numbers, if we look at a distributable income level, is that the South African debt increased by 274 million rand year on year. And then that what gives rise to this slight decline of 3.4 billion rand to 3.3 billion rand of distributable income. But we're very pleased with the underlying sound quality portfolio of our business.
I mentioned in my intro that we're still in a very high interest rate environment. And I'm wondering, you know, from your experience, the cuts in interest rates, when do you start seeing them filter through in the space that you're in?
So typically, we've got quite a significant part of our debt that is hedged as part of a REIT. So now in this period, we have about 78.9% debt is hedged. So that is hedged out for about 1.5 years. So as we renew these hedges and start, and hopefully the trajectory in the reduction of the interest rate will also be quite meaningful over the next 18 months or so. So we think it's about an 18 month to 36 month play out until you get to the bottom of the interest rate cycle.
I mentioned in my intro as well that I think most listeners are familiar with the performance of the South African economy. But give me a sense of the performance of Poland.
So Poland is very, from an economy point of view, fundamentals are quite strong. I think GDP economic growth there closer to around your 3% levels, which is very pleasing. But then if you zoom in into our directly held portfolio in Poland, occupancy printed at 99.1%. Very, very vibrant offering that we've got in the Polish retail. But I think also, you know, we did see if you look at what we achieved, which really drives our rental growth in Poland, is the indexation rate, which really references the past 12 months inflation that came at 5.5%. You know, if you compare that to what it was in the previous period at 6.9. So even though you see that playing out in terms of our ability to grow rentals, we're quite pleased that it's also eventually it's got another impact on our funding cost in that part of the world. But also strong, actually positive renewal reversions in our directly held portfolio in Poland at 0.2. I think if you look where it comes from in the comparable period, minus 7.2 improving to 0.2, it's a significant shift in terms of the outcome. So we like, we're really pleased with the performance of our Polish retail business. And similarly, also our logistics there has done fairly well. If we just look in terms of its occupancy in the logistics portfolio in Poland, 93.4%. You know, our buildings are actually well occupied and trading very well in a market that we've continued to see a steep competition in terms of the space that's available.
With that said, then, how are you thinking about joint ventures on that side?
So we did share with the market earlier today. We've got a very clear plan, which is a medium-term plan in terms of our joint ventures in Poland. So we're looking at further simplifying, and I think some of that is really going to depend on the pace of what we see in terms of the institutional investor activity. That was very interesting to start seeing that coming back to that market, because it gives us a lot of opportunities in terms of having some liquidity events around some of these joint ventures. And also, just interestingly, as a point here, is that the Polish government is really quite advanced at looking at a real estate investment structure in terms of the regulations from a tax perspective in Poland. So if that goes through, we'll be in a position to list some of these joint ventures, maybe as a mechanism to actually exit some of them. Some of the term holders, but some of them we actually would like to exit out of them. So there's many opportunities, either from a institutional investor activity or what we pleasingly see in terms of the legislation that may allow a listing of these vehicles in the Polish economy.
School me here. So when you're sitting around with your CEO, what is the conversation around how you decide which of the joint ventures is a buyout option or which one is an exit?
Look, I think for us, it's really a function of capital allocation in the long term. I mean, as you know, we are a long-term, we're in a long-term investment class. So what we typically do, we look at where can our capital fetch the best risk-adjusted returns through what we think is a market cycle in each of these businesses. So to give you an example, we've got out of the five joint ventures that we held under EPP, we're probably a long-term holder out of the two of them. And the other three would like to exit. You know, the other one is the Henderson, which really is in the office, which is, we think that market is not really suitable for us from a risk-adjusted return going forward. But we've got a good view in terms of Galeria Młociny, where we actually, in that asset, we're seeing very positive operational trading metrics. And remember, that asset was actually really just launched. It's fairly new. It was launched during the pandemic. So we like its recovery post that, and we're looking to actually hold it as it continues to trade very well in the Polish market.
Okay, so let's come back to South Africa. What's your sense of how the retail office and the commercial side is performing? But let's focus in on retail and office specifically.
So we were quite pleased with our retail performance. I think if you look, it actually led the growth in South Africa. Positive also renewal reversions in retail were sitting at 0.2%. If you compare that to the prior period, that was a negative 4.1. So to see reversions going positive in retail is a very, very good testament in terms of the diversification and the strength of our retail offering in the South African market. We very, very, very pleased with that. Office continues, even in this tough environment, to trade fairly well. I mean, if I look at active occupancy in our South African office portfolio, printing at 88.8%, it's just slightly better than what we had last year at 88.6. So that was pleasing. Where we continue to see some pressure in our office sector is in terms of its renewal reversions that are printing at about a minus 13.9% this year, which is slightly worse off than what it print last year at minus 12. But we're fairly comfortable that our office is well located. It has defended very well. And I think if I look at its like-for-like growth, it was also quite pleasing. Then just to touch on industrial, I think also that has been a very defensive portfolio for us in South Africa. Positive renewal reversions, 5.5% this year. Strong leasing activity. Even in terms of some of the boxes that were vacant, we've been subsequently to the year end, we've been able to renew those. And also with the pleasing, I think we did deals in our industrial of about 326,000 square meters, which is in this environment is quite pleasing for us.
In this environment then, I mean, if we look forward into the next 6 months or the next year, how are you feeling when it comes to your levels of optimism, especially when it comes to the property cycle?
I think our view is that the 2024 was a year where the listed property bottomed out. If you look at the guidance that we gave in terms of the earnings, is flat to a positive of about 6%. So we said that our distributable income per share is going to be between 50 to 53 cents in FY25. Now, that tells you a lot of things. I think, one, we're quite pleased in terms of the significant shift that we're starting to see in the interest rate cycle across many global central banks, in Europe, in the US, as well as our sub, followed that with a 25 basis cut that we saw in the last sitting. But I think also, property for us is fundamental over time are linked to what happens in the economy. So to have the government of the GNU coming out with a clear intent of growing, at least getting the SA economy to grow to closer to 3%, which it has battled for quite a while to get to those levels, that will for us be a very, very meaningful and a progress, but supported by the necessary reforms that are taking place in the underlying economy. And I think then lastly, it's really, I mean, we've had this year, we used about 3 million litres of diesel, which is a significant reduction to the 7 million litres that we used last year, just coming out of a better load shedding, better energy availability factors in Eskom. So things are starting to really come together. And I think our level of confidence comes through and the fact that we don't see the earnings going backwards now. We are seeing a slight opportunity to grow the earnings at least to about 6% in FY25.
Before I let you go, just quickly, what's a risk for you?
Look, I think probably the stability of the GNU in the South African economy is really where we have to watch, and hopefully the traction in terms of the reforms that needs to happen. I think some economists are starting to talk of even a rating change in FY25 if the progress is right. That could be very significant even for our country because it will also lower the cost of borrowing for our government. But offshore or globally, I think it's really the play in terms of what happens to the inflation and given some of the geopolitical risks that we're seeing in the global space. But that is for us largely because we operate in Europe. The inflation there has been heading towards their long-term target of 2%. That's why the ECB was ahead of everybody instead of cutting rates. So those are the two probably biggest risk from a macroeconomic point of view that we need to watch. Then locally, I think we also do have to watch in terms of what happens to bulk water infrastructure in South Africa from a service delivery point of view of our metros.
Ndobeko, thank you so much for your time this evening. That is Ndobeko Nyawo, who is the CFO rather at Redefine, talking to us about the property company's earnings.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.